This is your No Merger Minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about new?
They're at it again. The Better Together folks, they've withered a tremendous amount of criticism. I should say they've weathered a tremendous amount of criticism, and they're withering on the vine as a result of it. So they withdrew their petition, their statewide petition, they need to gather 160,000 votes. They pulled that back. They're going to tweak it. But it's only structural things, so it's nothing important, they claim. But they're going to tweak it, and they're going to throw it back out there. I suspect it has something to do with realizing the mistake they've made putting Steve Stinger as basically king for 6 years, suspending municipal elections, all that stuff. But they're still going to put it to a statewide vote. So that's something you need to understand today. We should find out the details of what little tweaks they made once they refile that thing. It's only 150 pages. Sit down and read it. You need to understand what's in there. By the way, BTSTL, you go to their website for Better Together. They're holding a series of events where you can go and listen to them try to pitch you on this idea. And what we're trying to do is get some folks to attend these things who have questions like we do about why they think it's okay to stick it to local voters and force a statewide vote on this. We had Dr. Terry Jones on here who said, look, we've done about 80% of the things that need to be done. There are maybe a few more things that might be need to be done short of unconstitutional changes that they're pushing. And it's unconstitutional because they want to change the Constitution to do what they have to change it to do what they want, which means that right now it's unconstitutional to do what they want to do. It's spelled out in the Constitution how this needs to be dealt with. So if you share that opinion, they're going to have meetings coming up. There's one at St. Mark Family Church on the 6th. There's one at the Carpenters Hall on the 14th. The one out at DePere, the Lodge of DePere, that's already sold out. Here's what they're doing. They're limiting these to only 150 seats. And then once all the spots are gone, they won't let anybody else in. So be sure you get one of those seats and you stand up and you tell them what you think about this rotten plan. That's one of the things you can do. Now, here's what else I wanted to get to, because I think this is very important. People need to understand what the dollar figures are here that we're talking about. And here's the thing about it. You're told that none of the debt from the city is going to transfer to county taxpayers. They'll be kept as a separate district. And revenue that's brought in from the earnings tax will be used to pay down their debt. They can't explain how they pay for the services that the earnings tax used to pay for while they're busy spending that money on debt. $2.8 billion is the outstanding debt ratio from 2018. That is from the City of St. Louis numbers. They just did an audit. And you can go look at it yourself. We'll put up a link to it. It's the 2018 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the City of St. Louis. $2.8 billion in outstanding debt. And they want you to believe that none of that is going to transfer to you. All right. A bit earlier, I did my No Merger Minute. I talked about the fact that they're retooling this thing because of some of the criticism, no doubt, all of it valid. That they're going to the statewide voters to try to circumvent folks here in the county. They've scheduled four more of these town halls. One of them's filled up already. Doesn't cost anything to go, but they limit the number of people that can be there to 150. So I'm trying to encourage people to go to their website and get signed up on there so you can go there and voice your opposition and keep asking them the same question. Why do you want to deprive the people who will be affected by this of their vote? By going to a statewide vote. And if they tell you, well, we have to achieve our goals, call them out on that stuff. Stand up and just call them out.
Chicken
on
crap.
It. That's what you say. Because what they're doing is unconstitutional. Therefore, they have to change the Constitution to make it possible. So what they want to do doesn't need to be done is the point. Let me get to the phones here real quick. John is on line one. John number one is on line one. What's going on, John?
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call.
there's a lot of issues about this, but I guess my quick comment is that, you know, first of all, you bring City of St. Louis in, it's like bringing a dysfunctional family member back into your home, and you've got to pay for all the stuff and so forth that comes with that baggage. The other thing is right now we've got all these cities and so forth. If you bring the City of St. Louis in, and it's kind of like investments. You know, you don't put all of your investments in one stock, because if it goes under, we all go under. Right mm-hmm. now, we're diversified, and it's much better for us. I pay taxes. I pay for a police department. I pay for a fire department. If I call the police, they're at my house in 2 hours. The police know me. They know where I live. They know everything about me and my community.
2 hours? Did you mean 2 hours?
I meant 2 minutes.
You meant 2 minutes, yeah.
Whereas the county takes over everything, St. Louis County Police Department, who knows how long it'll take them to get to you. And you just don't have the goods and services you have in a small town that I live in. I live out in the county, South County. There's 12,000 people in my... If I call my alderman about an issue in my community, it's taken care of almost immediately. If I call the alderman that's going to cover me from St. Louis County, I'll never get a response. So you're giving up goods and services. Our schools are going to be involved in this. They're going to combine all the school districts. I'm in Lindbergh School District, one of the best in the state, one of the best in the country. They're going to take my money and they're going to move it to the City of St. Louis and try to improve their districts, which not going to work. Right now we're second to the lowest in cost per student. They're in top. We pay a little over 18. They're paying $25,000 a year per student, and they can't graduate half of them. There's all kinds of problems with this.
I'm on board with you. I think you're absolutely right. Well, the schools aren't part of this plan, but it's part of the long-term goal.
Oh, they will be.
The other thing is
we're going to go. We're going to be ruled by the Democrats. You know, right now at least you can get some Republican and other types of representation in our government. It's not going to happen. Yeah, you know, we're going to have a school district of 4,000 teachers. They go on strike. We're all going to end up on strike.
Yeah.
There's just a litany. There's just a litany of issues. But my feeling is, until the City of St. Louis can clean up their act, until this is all about making the metro area look better statistically. That's what it's all about. It's all about the crime statistics, and they just don't don't care about the rest of us. And my taxes are going to go places other than where they should go, which is my community. And it's my property values are going to drop. There's all kinds of issues that they're not covering.
I agree. John, you ought to go to one of these meetings and let them hear your voice. I appreciate the call. Thank you for that.
This isn't fair.
That's where he's right. They are going to go after the school districts. And the argument will be, once they've unified the government, well, we now need to control how much money goes to which school district, because it's not fair that that Lindbergh has high test scores and the city doesn't. It must be a funding issue. We need to take more resources and put them over here. He's exactly right. That's where that's going to go. Now, on the policing issue, I would argue that he's right on one hand, that you're not going to have the same attention to detail in your community once your local police force is removed. You're just not. But as somebody who lives in a community that contracts with St. Louis County, we have officers who are assigned to and who live in our community. I imagine they would try to do something similar, but they wouldn't be able to pull it off the way they do now. They'd end up rotating people, because nobody would want the worst areas all the time, and nobody would get the best areas all the time. So they'd have to rotate officers around, and you're right, you wouldn't know who was covering your area. You wouldn't. You wouldn't see the same kid at your same guy at your kid's school every day. You wouldn't get that level of service. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate that.
All you guys got to do is look across the river to the state I live in, is Illinois. The city of Chicago controls everything in this state. And if there's a city merger in Missouri, I think that's eventually going to be the same thing. It's going to be completely Democrat-controlled, and they're going to control everything that happens in the state. In the state of Illinois, we have so many goofy laws. And I think that's probably where Missouri is going to end up heading. And on my second note, as far as you see in the crowds with Beto O'Rourke, with the media that we have, it's going to look like he's got 10,000 people showing up there, and Trump has
not. I would not be surprised if that's the kind of coverage he gets down there tonight. You're absolutely right. In fact, they'll limit the shots they show of that crowd just to make it seem bigger. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just what they do. And I agree with you. It's a money grab over there. The city is looking for more money, and that's all it is. And I'm afraid that you guys are going to head in our direction if you're not careful.
Oh, Steve, now you're depressing me. All right, I appreciate the call.
Okay,
yep, thank you. Yeah, they got 2.8 billion reasons to need money from the county. 2.8 billion because that's how far they are in debt, just so you know. It's in their own report, their own city audit for 2018. Go look at it yourself. I'm not making it up. Let me get to John number two here on line three. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing this
morning? I'm great, thank you.
Hey, I'm kind of torn on this, you know, as with John. Great points, everything like that. I grew up in the Lindbergh School District. We're out in Parkway, so my kids had a great education, things like that. The one thing that concerns me is okay, I don't agree with merging and things like that. I'm kind of in the middle here. However, what are we going to do differently to draw St. Louis doesn't have a good name in the nation. And it's not only St. Louis City. Nobody wants to move to St. Louis. The kids graduate from college. They want to go somewhere else. What's driving, what do we need to change to make these kids want to come back to St. Louis, to bring corporate America back to St. Louis? You know, we've got it's kind of like the Republicans never came up with another plan when they took office to replace Obamacare. They had plenty of time to think about it. They just knew they didn't want that. So is that the same thing? We just don't want that, but we don't want anything different.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, John, I see your point, and I appreciate the phone call. I have to get to a break here in a minute. But the situation that developed here developed over 100-plus years. People moved into the county. They incorporated small municipalities. You may like that or you may not like it. I tend to think that it's not a negative thing. Maybe you could argue that some of the little ones don't need to be there and they could merge and be part of a bigger community. But to get rid of all of them, Florissant, that's been around for 200 plus years, Kirkwood, Webster. I mean, it's ludicrous to say you need to take an eraser to all of these great communities that people have built because they want to live there just because you've decided that you know what's best for St. Louis. They haven't made that point yet. They haven't made that case. And one thing's for darn sure. People in Springfield and Cape Girardeau and Kansas City should not be the ones making that decision for the greater St. Louis area. Bottom line.